Okay, good morning, everybody, and hope everybody is doing well. And we're so grateful that many have been vaccinated, and God willing, many will continue to be vaccinated. I know it's been a challenging process, but I want to just urge everybody to please continue to be vigilant on behalf of ourselves and especially on behalf of our friends and neighbors who may have trouble with using the computer and the internet for registration. I'm so grateful to everybody who's been a part of this really communal effort. We are Arevim Zeh Bazeh, and this has been a beautiful manifestation of that halachic reality. So Mizmor Yutess is really amongst the most famous and beautiful Mizmorim. I just wanted to choose one pasuk to focus on for the day. Pikudei Adonai Yesharim Misam Chilev. Mitzvahs Adonai bara meiras einayim. The two ideas in this pasuk, which of course are merged together. First of all, that the mitzvos of Hashem, pikudei Hashem, Hashem's commandments, are yesharim, from the language of yashrus. They are upright. They are fundamentally honest. Misam chilev, and therefore they bring joy to our hearts, because it is indeed joyous to be able to study and to participate and to practice and to execute fundamentally moral and ethical laws. And mi goy gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer Dvarim, asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol ha-Torah hazos. And we have been privileged with what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos calls the Kli Chamda, the ultimate moral guide. We're living in a time where moral guidance is so necessary, where there is a sense of things having gone amiss, of society being adrift. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chilev, the Yashrus of the Torah, the fact that it helps us be ethical, honest people, decent and good people, should bring joy to all of our hearts. Misam Chilev. This, of course, goes together. Or Zarua Latzadik Ulishrei Lev Simcha. Those who are Yashar in their hearts will have true joy. And of course, this means the fact that studying these laws is associated with such joy when we appreciate just how righteous they are and how upright they are, that during times when we're not supposed to experience simcha, times of Avelos and Tisha B'Av, and other such times, there's a formal Isser of Talmud Torah based on this pasuk, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chilev, as is recorded in the Gemara Masechet Tainis and Daf Lamed. But it's not only that. And the Gemara in Yuma says that, you know, sometimes Torah may have a little bit of a different impact on us. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan Rami Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev, that there's great joy associated with Torah. Ksiv, Imras Hashem Tzrufa, just had this in the previous Mizmor, so that Torah purifies us. But sometimes the process of purgation and purification could be a painful one, not one that we would associate with Simchas Halev. So the Gemara says, you know, the truth of the matter is that both can be true. Zacha, sometimes if we merit it, if we're already in a good place, morally and ethically speaking, so then it becomes a source of simcha, misam chaso. But lo zacha, if a person is in need of purgation, it can do that for us as well. Tzerafto, then it will purify and purge us of things that certainly need to be brought and extracted from our moral universe. And so again, you know, the Gemara presents it as a kind of attention. I'd like to suggest in a little bit of a different direction in the Gemara that, you know, over the long term, and maybe this is implicit in the Gemara itself, it's not really a stira, it's not really a contradiction or attention, because Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev, so even if we have to go through that process of Imras Hashem Tzrufa, of purgation, that will, in the end, bring us much greater joy. People are so much happier when they're living lives which they can fundamentally be proud of. When people are doing things that they're not fundamentally proud of, whatever momentary pleasure there is overwhelmed and drowned out by a sense of a crisis of self-esteem. We don't feel good about it. We don't feel good about ourselves. We know that to be true of so many areas of life, that instant gratification never, never leads to happiness. And so I think if we follow this interpretation, then the rest of the pasuk just reads so naturally. Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev, Mitzvahs Hashem Bara, the command of God is clear, from the language of Baror, Mi'iras Einayim, it illuminates our eyes. And the way that I interpret that is exactly as we just explained the Gemara Yuma, Nayan Beis. Sometimes Torah brings us joy right away, and sometimes it's a process of illumination. Sometimes it has to open our eyes to ideas or to a lifestyle that maybe we were dismissive of before, maybe we weren't fully embracing of before, but it illuminates our worldview, our Weltanschauung. Mitzvah Hashem bara, mi'iras einayim. And then over the long term, that of course, you know, feeds back and helps reinforce the sense of simcha that comes from our engagement in Torah. So sometimes we experience that simcha in an immediate sense, and sometimes it's really mitzvah Hashem bara, mi'iras einayim, that there's a process of illumination that we undergo, but in the long term, of course, that can only lead to a deepening and a greater sense of simcha. I just want to conclude with such a fascinating and pithy comment made by the Mitzudas David on this mizmor. He says, you know, it's interesting, you know, the sun, which is also a source of light, of right? It's not good for our eyes. The more that you look at it, right, of course, any ophthalmologist, and you don't have to be an ophthalmologist to know this, you know, will tell us that we shouldn't look directly at the sun, not just when there's an eclipse, but, you know, it's dangerous for us. But when we look into that other great source of illumination, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or ner l'ragli d'varecha v'or l'nesiv asi, it's very good for our eyes, the mitzvah, as David says, mitzvah Hashem bara mi'ira seinayim, because, of course, it's not a physical illumination, but it's actually a spiritual and an emotional illumination. And to that end, you know, the Malbim puts it in his own inimitable language, that what it does for us, Meira Seinayim ki lamdu rachamim v'chanina nedivos v'chol hamidos hatovos asher yaseh v'chai bahem v'chai olam hazeh. Not even olam haba, but olam hazeh, what Torah will instill within us is we'll become more compassionate people. We'll care just as much about whether our neighbor gets the vaccine as whether we got the vaccine. V'chanina, and people of grace, people who take the high road, and when other people are being cynical and negative, right, to be gracious and to be graceful, unedivos, and people filled with generosity, right? The Ramban says a naval is somebody who's a kfui tova, and a nediv is a person who gives freely, right, what he doesn't have to give. They're opposites, and that's of course what we want to be, nedive lev. And so, mitzvah Hashem bara miras einayim, the Torah points us in the direction of all of these attributes. So in the short term, sometimes it's a struggle for us to be mirachamim and people of great chayin and people who are generous. But in the end of the day, as I suggested in today's interpretation, all of this will eventually be misamchei lev. Reb Chaim of Brisk, who was the Gaon Hador, the greatest Torah scholar of his generation, every serious student of the Talmud uses his methodology today of categorizing things. Is it a din in the chatzah? Is it a din in the gavra? Is it a din in the yachad? Is it a din in the tzibur? Is it a din in the bayis? Is it a din, every formulation that we have is really just using the tools that Reb Chaim gave us. Reb Chaim, as great as a lamdan as he was, so he defined the job of a rav to be involved in chesed. And that's what's on his matzeva, nothing about his chidushim al hashas, his chidushim on the Rambam. So Reb Chaim once confided in his son, Reb Moshe, the father of the Rav, and he said to him in Yiddish, "Meinish was ich bin geboren azoy. You shouldn't think that I was born this way in terms of generosity. Chab shver gaharb neifzich. I worked very hard on myself. I worked hard. And so, of course, that led to that Imras Hashem Tzerufa contributed to a great sense of simcha of Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. Just like here, Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mira Seinayim, we have to first illuminate our path, and then hopefully, once our path has been illuminated and we've refined ourselves in an appropriate manner, there can be a short-term struggle with that, but undoubtedly it feeds into a much deeper and more profound sense of simcha, or Zaru Ala Tzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, will be so much more joyous when we've abandoned the path of immediate gratification for the path of a life of which we can truly, quietly, but truly be proud. Everybody have a wonderful day.